With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. With the New Hampshire primary just 5 days off, the Republican presidential hopefuls have been paying a lot of attention to the state. Former President Trump leads in Granite State polls, followed by Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis. At a rally in Portsmouth last night, Mr. Trump blasted Haley as a champion of open borders. And speaking of open borders, House Speaker Mike Johnson says it came up during yesterday's sit-down with President Biden.
We had a productive meeting, I think, House and Senate leaders. The president was very forthright. I told the president what I have been saying for many months, and that is that we must have change at the border, substantive policy change.
And a Senate deal on border security appears to be putting GOP senators on a collision course with their Republican brethren in the House.
The Senate's top Republican, Mitch McConnell, is sounding optimistic the compromise will make it to the Senate floor next week. But its comparatively meager improvements on border security appear unlikely to pass muster with the House. Many conservatives there are demanding more robust border policy changes they say are vital to U.S. national security if they're to sign on to billions in foreign aid to Israel and Ukraine. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, mentioned more frequently of late as a possible Trump running mate, GOP Congresswoman Elise Stefanik of New York.
There have now been over 88 recorded acts of violence and intimidation against pregnancy centers, churches, and pro-life organizations by far-left activists. These facilities were set ablaze, defaced, and vandalized. And what have we heard from Joe Biden and Democrats in Washington? Silence.
Her remarks come as throngs of pro-lifers gather in Washington for today's annual March for Life in D.C. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures up 55 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 96. This is SRN News. The Catholic Church issues a warning.
The U.S. Conference of Bishops says religious liberty in this country is under violent threat. The conference points to increasing physical attacks on houses of worship in America and adds that if things don't change, 2024 could see, quote, threats to the very lives of people of faith. Churches have been targeted by abortion advocates, while anti-Semitic forces have attacked synagogues. The looming presidential election could make things worse. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Several transgender candidates vying for state office in Ohio facing challenges and outright disqualification for omitting their former names from petition paperwork. Ohio election law requires that all candidates disclose any name changes. However, the transgender community says it's harmful for a person living as the opposite sex to admit that they ever had a different name. This is SRN News. Ambitious and well-financed plans for a new city in California.
After years of secretly snapping up property for plans to build a new California city, a company backed by Silicon Valley billionaires is taking the pitch to voters. The California Forever Company submitted paperwork to ask the voters on the November ballot to allow them to build the city on now-protected agricultural land. The company has ducked scrutiny while snapping up more than $800 million of Solano County farmland in recent years. The plan would include nearly 20,000 homes initially for 50,000 residents and could grow to 400,000 people. Keith Peters reporting.
Pakistan's Air Force has launched retaliatory airstrikes on Iran, response to Iran's Tuesday attack on Pakistan soil that killed two children in southwestern Baluchistan province, the attack raising the threat of Mideast bloodshed spreading beyond Gaza. More details, SRNNews.com.